Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin of Tzadi Dal. Pick him on, Sarmi Gimel Bey, but about Tzadi Gimel Bey, but about Amara Page, about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zokte Elig Mishnah. Shalech Adam Yarech Lovi Kuchavim Shigid Hanashe Besocha. A person can send a thigh to a guy with a Gid Hanashe that is inside of it. Mibnashe Mekoman Ikar, because its place is recognizable. Meaning a Yid can send the entire thigh as a gift, without removing the Gid Hanashe from it. And we're not worried that a Jew is going to buy it from the guy and eat it with the Gid Hanashe, thinking that the first Jew removed the Gid Hanashe. It's because the fact that the Nikkor process of removing the Gid Hanashe will always leave signs that it was done. So you can just check it and see it, and therefore you're going to be good to go. Says the Gemara. Shlema in, that's only if it's Shalem. Rashi says, Yerech Shlema Mashma. Chatucha lo, but not if it's all cut up. Rashi says, Ela im kein nital gida. Let's start to move. The Dekevin de Chatucha yi. So, since it's all cut up over here, the one who's buying is gonna think, you know, that it was already removed from it, he's gonna eat with the git, so therefore it's gotta be only removed the git. The Mayaskinan, what are we talking about? Then if you say that the Mishnah is talking about a case with a place where the standard protocol was that they don't announce when there's a treif of meat in the meat markets, in which case it would be also to buy meat from a guy. Meaning, obviously, the shochtim are yidden, but since they don't announce that there's a treifa, one can't ever buy from a guy because we have no way of knowing whether the shochtim came into a treifa that day and sold it to a guy. Then I would say, beep, turn the page. Sadi al manaf, chatucha nami lishtarle. Let him send even a cut up thigh without removing the Gananasha. Dahalo asi limizban mine, because there's no, we're not worried that a Jew's going to come to buy from him because they're going to be worried that maybe the meat itself is a trefa. Elva makam shar chirizin. Maybe we're talking about a case that where the animal said to be trefa, they announce that there's a trefa in markets for sale to Gayim. In which case, it's mutter for a Jew to buy meat from a guy on a day that no announcement was made. And therefore, the worry that if the thigh is cut up, a Jew might buy it from a guy and assume that the Ganesh was removed. Then, one second, Shlema Nami Lo L'Shalei. Then he should not even allow to even send him a whole thigh without moving the Ganesh. The Chatech Leim Mitzavinle, because maybe the guy is going to end up cutting it up and selling it to him. So you kind of say, "Bamakom shor chrisin." The second case where they do make the announcements, they say, "Bamakom sheim chrisin," or they don't. Yibai say, "Bamakom shor chrisin." You can say it's a case where they do make the announcements,
and we're going to say that the reason why you're allowed to go buy from them because there's no announcement. Still, there's no worry in sending a whole one without moving the ganasha, because if a guy were to cut it up and sell it to a yid, he wouldn't assume the ganasha. He would not assume that it was removed. Because the cutting of the thigh by a guy. Is recognizable. You could tell, right? The way he cuts it is different than the way the Yid cuts it. He cuts it lengthwise in order to remove the Gid Hanashe. That's what you know. You could say we're dealing with the case, the Mishnah is dealing with the case where they do not announce where it is generally usher for a Yid to buy meat from a guy. Still, your question that it should be mutter to send even a cut up onto the guy is not really an issue, because the Chachamim asher sending a guy a cut up thigh, Gezer Hashem Yitneno Lo Befnei Yisrael Acher, because we're worried that maybe he's going to give it to the guy in front of another Yid. As you see, it's given by Yid over here, he's going to assume that it's kosher meat, and he's going to buy it from him. As he sees it's all cut up, and he's going to eat it, but assuming that the Ganesh was taken out.
Or if you want to say, wait.
At the reason that Mishnah Aser sending a cut up thigh to a guy without removing the Ganesh is not that we're worried that a Jew might buy it from him and assume that the Ganesh was taken out, but Mishum de Kaganiv Leila Daite, because the Jew is stealing his mind, in other words, he's misleading the guy. Which is aser. Damar Shmuel, aser lignov das abrios. You can't steal from people. Gnev is das. But feel that to show the kachavim, even that. Of a guy, gnev is das. What's the gnev is das? Over here, the gnev is das is that when the guy gets this whole thing, right, says, over kachavim, to suffer, she saw there. He loves him a lot. Shetikna v'tarach. He works so hard, but little gida ad sheniris la'atzmo ve'acher kach nitna lo v'ulo nitla v'nimsa machzik lo tovachinam. And now what's going to happen is he thinks like, wow, he went through all this trouble, move the Gid Hanashe, and to give him with a gift that's even fit for the Jew himself, And therefore, he's going to now feel like he owes him, and really, the Gedusha wasn't taken out, and that type of feeling over here is not correct. That's the Amar Shmuel Selig Mav Dasim is Vil Dada Shalav Gachavim even of a guy. Aye, what do you mean? Says the Gemara, the Shmuel Lab Fair Shibnar. Oh, it's not a. Oh, he's not. Ah, it's just. By the way, that statement wasn't said by Farish. Adle Mechlalit, I was learned out from something else. So Shmuel, however, Avid B'Maver, Shmuel's crossing a river. He was on a boat. Amalei L'Shamei Paisei L'Mabure. And he said to his Shamish, compensate this owner over here. Pay the guy for taking across the river. Paisei V'Ikbud. And then he compensated him like Shmuel told him to do, and Shmuel was upset. My time Igor, why is he upset? Amar Bai says, time to gola trefa avai, because it was a trefa hand that he gave him. V'yovani alei b'mar d'shkut, and he gave it to him with, and he gave it to him instead of a good shechted one. Right? He gave him the trefa instead of a kosher one. Rava Amar, Rava Amar, he thought it was Ginev his das. And Rava said, Anpika Amar Le Lashkri. Shmuel told his Shamish to give him an Ampik to drink. It's a type of kli that has a revius. And when you have pure wine, it's drink. Va'ashke Chamra Mezigan, he gave him diluted wine. And he was not happy with this behavior of yours. So you see, you don't do such a thing. Okay, fine. Let's say it's learned from another story that it wasn't said straight out. What's the big deal? According to him, he said that Shmuel was upset because the hem was a trefa, aka Abaye. Amalei Amai Tashe Yisura. One can say that Shmuel, in showing his displeasure with the Shamish's behavior, was saying to him, why do you hold on to other foods in your possession? Like, why do you have that? You shouldn't be holding on to that type of thing because you might come eat it yourself by mistake. According to one who said that he's saying to give him Ampuk, Ampuk Achayev Mashma, one could say that Shmuel is upset at his Shamish for not listening to him because an Ampuk is something which is pure wine. It's not broken down, not Mozuk. Tanya, we're learning to Nebraisa. Hayyubi Meir Omer. Al Yisar Heva Adam Lechavir Lissa. That slow person shouldn't say, come for Shabbos, come for Shabbos. So he knows that, but to come that Shabbos. Velo Yarba Lo B'Tikrov. Like, don't pull that strick over there. Velo Yarba Lo B'Tikrov. And don't give him like a lot of gifts. I'm sorry, make it like he's giving him a lot. Here, let me get you this, let me get that. Redeable Shannon McCabe, because he knows the guy's not going to accept it anyway. Don't open up barrels that have been sold to the shopkeeper, L.M. Cain, unless he tells him that it was already sold. Back in the day, you wouldn't open up a barrel of wine unless it was being sold, and now you open it up, it was like, wow, it's done for chashiva, so you're doing it even though you're going to have a loss. Nah, there's no loss here, it's a shtick. It's making it seem as though there was something when really it wasn't. Also, don't say, velo yomar, lo soch shemen mipach reikon, right? Go ahead and anoint yourself with the oil, and really, it's just an empty flask, because you know he's not going to do it in the first place. Ve'im bishul kavodo mutter, but if he's doing so for his honor, then it's mutter, meaning it's mutter to offer the guest an empty flask of oil when it's to indicate to others who's going to assume that it's does have oil, that it's coming, showing how much he loves him. Amy, is it really true? Really, you can't do this whole barrel thing. Opening barrels that were sold to the shopkeeper, is this really so? Ula ikla labei Rabbi Yehuda. When he came to Rabbi Yehuda's house, pasuk lochavias amechuras lachenvini, he opened up for him barrels that were sold to the shopkeeper. Like, you know, saying like, yeah, here, I'm giving to you. Oduye odi. No, Rabbi Yehuda let him know that they're already sold. Yibayisei mashani ula dechavis lei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chavil of Yehuda was different because he was so dear to Yehuda. The Belav Hachi Nami Petuchim Nivtachai. He would have opened up another one, like even a fresh one, another one. He happened to open one that was already sold, but just to show him how much he loves him. But he also would have opened one that was not sold. Tanu Rabba Anan Lo Yelich Adam LeBeisa Evel Biyado Loginam Is Kashkeish. A person cannot go to the house of mourning. You know, someone's who's an avel and holding his hand a flask of wine that splashes, right? Meaning it's a little bit empty. Rashi Lefish says, Sover Shumale. He's tricking the mourner who assumes that it's full. Yo, velo yamalu mayim. He shouldn't fill it with water. He should not fill a partially empty one, adding water to it, because he's tricking the mourner who assumes that it's full, that it is full of wine that's going to be offered to him. Because he's tricking of him, yesham chever ir. But if there's someone there who's like a chashva person, someone of the, you know, the Chaburo Sira, she says, Shiesham Rabim Vizem Eskavin Lahachshiv Esa Evel, but in Nahem, let's show that they're Choshev, Shama Kama Choshev, there. She Mechabdo Kokach, the Mechabim so much, then Mutter. It's Mutter to go through such a thing. They're going to say, they're going to look, oh, look at the full thing. That's where I'm from. How Choshev, this person has to be that is being honored in such a way. Whoa, Rashi says, the God will cover the Bios. Tanu Rabbanan, lo yimkar the mechaveo sandal shameis, a person should not sell to his friend a sandal made of the leather of an animal that died on its own. Rashi says, shel or behema shameis, chaya me'aleha, in ora chazak, kishel bria shchuta, it's not the same strength. Bechlal shel chaya shchuta, under the, again, lo yimkar the mechaveo sandal shameis, bechlal shel chaya shchuta, they think it was actually shach. No, v'nei shnei dvar, because two reasons. Echem v'nei shemater, you're tricking the guy. It's not as strong. Because it's dangerous. Maybe the animal died of, but got bit by a snake, and some of the venom was in the leather over there, and it's going to get absorbed into the flesh, and somebody's wearing it. Do not send to his friend a barrel of wine with oil that's floating on top, because when he gets it, it's going to assume the entire barrel is with oil, and then he's going to make guess, relying on the fact that he has an empty. I'm sorry, there's a ton of oil in this barrel, which is going to be pretty embarrassing when it's just not. Story time about someone. He sent him the barrel of wine, and on top of it was this oil. The holok v'zime in aleh, he invited guests, he had all this oil. V'nichtesu, they came to eat. They found it was wine instead of oil. V'chanekes atzmo, and he was so embarrassed, he choked himself. Oyvei, v'ashishloye lo. Malachilam uboshram, he didn't want to feed them, and he was embarrassed. The Einar Chameshayin Liten Mimashalifnei, and the guests are not mutter to give from that which is put in front of them. Lebno Lebito Shal Balabais, to the son and daughter of the host, Elam Kinatol Rishus Malabais, unless he got Rishus for them, because maybe the host has nothing else to offer them, and he's going to be embarrassed that he's unable to give more than the food that he gave away. Umay Sabechada, it's story time. Yeah. Maisa be'echa, the shizim and shosha orchim b'shneiz batzuris, who invited three guests during the years of famine, v'lo yola lo laniach lefneim, ela, shalos beitzim, he didn't have enough to give them other than three eggs. Bob no shal bala bayis, not lechem me'en chelko no son alo. The son of the host came, and one of the guests took his portion and gave it to the kid. V'chein shein, the second one, v'chein shishin, the third one, ba aviv shal tinuk, the father of the kid came, v'chol shal ozik achas bepiv, he found him with one of them in his mouth, the shnei b'yodah, and two in his hand. Chavota b'karko ames, and he knocked the kid to the ground, and he died. Kivin shirasa imo, and his mother saw what happened. Also lagag v'naf l'ames, she threw herself off the roof, and she died. Avuel lagag v'naf l'ames, he also went up there, and he died also. I'm Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, al davar zeh nergu shalosh nefashim yisrael, because of this thing, three souls died. Right, the fact that you didn't listen what the Chacham said to do, you don't give away your food. So what's it coming to teach us by telling this? The Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He's teaching us in the entire Bryce says he's teaching Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the fact that it brings it down Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov seems like repeating himself. It's coming to tell you that this entire Bryce was taught Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Weiter. Tanu Rabbanan, Nasholeach, Erech L'chaveh, where someone sends a thigh to his friend, Shleim Hevetzol, Eimet Tzarech Shitol Emen HaGinanasha. The sender does not have to remove the Ginanasha, because it's obvious to everyone that the Ginanasha was not removed, and therefore he's going to go and take it out before he goes and eats it. Chatuch, if it's cut up, then Tzarech Shitol Emen HaGinanasha, you have to take it out first. In the case of one who sends a thigh to a guy, Bein Chatuch, Bein Shleimah, either way, Eimet Tzarech Shitol Emen HaGinanasha, you don't have to take it to Ginanasha. Because there's no worry that the Jew is going to buy it from the guy and eat it under the mistaken assumption that Ginanasha was removed. And we paid Shnei Devarim Amru, Ein Mochin Neveilus HaTrefus L'Vikachavim, because two reasons the Chavim said you should not sell Neveilus HaTrefus to a guy without telling him, strip that it's a trefa, Echim Epnei Shamateh, you're tricking him, right? He thinks he's buying kosher meat. And the Echad Shem Yachsev incredibly, so Echad, because maybe he's going to go ahead, he's going to turn around, he's going to sell it to another Jew. Below Yomar Adam Levikachavim, a Jew should not say to a guy, Kachli Bedino Zebasa, go and buy meat for me with this dinar, Mipnei Shnei Devarim, for two reasons you should not do such a thing. Don't get this guy to go and buy it for you. Beep, turn the page. Sadidalam Abbas. Echad Mipnei Anasim, one is because of Anasim, an extortionist. Maybe the guy is going to is playing the shtick over. He's going to keep the dinar for himself and rob the butcher by forcing the butcher to give him the meat without paying. And the second, Vechem Shama Mochin Lo Nevil Sintrefus. The other is maybe they're going to sell him Nevil Sintrefus. The Jewish butcher is going to assume that he's buying for himself. He's going to sell him Trefa. Amar Mara, Vivikachavim, in the case of one who sends a thigh to a guy, Ben Shalom Ben Chatucha, in the Tarch Lethal Amen, you don't have to remove the Gidonash. My skin, what are we dealing with? Eliam Makom Shamach Mechriz, and if you're talking about this case where they actually, the Machriz, when there's a Trefa and no one else was made, so therefore, we're not worried. Chatucha, my inu Tarch Lethal Amen, Gidonash. Then why, when he sends him to a Chatucha, why does he take off the Gidonash? Came to Lo'achus, since there's no announcement to made over here, and everyone knows that there's no trade from the meat market, the Jew's going to come and buy it from the guy, and they assume the Ginnish was taken out. The Lopshita of Makkum Shein Machris, I must be talking about a case where they did not Machris, where there's an Aser meat where it is Aser, where they don't announce, where it's Aser to buy meat from a guy, and therefore there's no word that the Jews might go ahead and buy it from him and eat it with the Ginnisha. Aim on mitziasa, but let's look at the milk is by some nation of our moments for two reasons. Ain mochin levelus trefus over kachavim. You can't sell levelus trefus to a guy. Echad mepnei shemateya. One reason because it tricks him. Echad shemay yachsu be incredibly sell acher. If milkom shen machrisen, if they're not announcing over here, then why are we worried that he might sell it to the levelus trefus to a Jew? Halo asilim is amine. A Jew is not going to come to buy levelus trefus from the guy. This is a case where they are machris. So what's going on? Right, they announced that there's a trefa, and therefore it's mutter to buy the meat from the guy on the day, then no announcement is made because it means there's no trefas. Hey, but that's a problem, because look at the seifa. Layer madam leovik kachom kachli b'dinar zebasa. A Jew shouldn't say to a guy, go and buy for me this meat with the dinar mivnei shnei devarim echem mivnei anasam echem mivnei shemachem lo nevesu trefas ve'iv makom shorchiz. And if it's a place where they announce, then why are we worried that they might sell nevesu trefas? He said have a trefa chuzi have a machuzi. If there was a place that there was a trefa, they would have announced it. El pshita makom shemachuz. It must be taking the case where they're not machuz. Okay, so now that it came out that the final case of the Braisa is dealing with a place where they do not announce this trade, Father Gemara now says we got a problem. Reisha v'seif makom shein machrisen, mitziyasa makom shein machrisen. So the base of the seif is where they're not announcing, the middle is where they are announcing. Am I by? Doesn't make any sense. Am I by? And yep, that's the case. Reisha v'seif makom shein machrisen, mitziyasa makom shein machrisen. Although I'm a different answer. Kul makom shein machrisen. All of them are cases where they go ahead and they actually are machris, even the Reisha and the seif. Reisha v'seif shechrisu. But the first cause and the first and the last one are talking about when they did announce that the trefa was shechted, and the middle one talking about where they didn't announce that the trefa was shechted. Number three answer, answer number three of Ashiyamar, kula makom shein machrizen. The entire Bryce is talking about a place where they do not announce where it's aser. Kula b'makom shein machrizen. Right, therefore it's going to be aser for a year to buy meat from a guy. Mitziasa, in the middle case, at aser's selling non-kosher meat to a guy, gzera shem yim kareda b'fnei Yisrael. It's gzera because maybe the shochet is going to sell to the guy in front of a Jew is going to assume that it's kosher and buy the chif meat from him. Now, says Gemara, heichi machrizan, right? In a place that they used to go and announce it, what announcement would they make to let them know about the trade farm? It's like, well, Yosef, nafal bisal b'nei chela. They would say, meat for the general populace has fallen to our hands. Meaning, what does that mean, the general populace? That means to say, balim lideinu basal v'kachavim. In fact, the Gemara of Aleim and nafal trefsal b'nei chela, why don't we just say the trade for meat for the general populace has fallen to our hands? Lo zavni, then the guy will not buy the meat because they find it, that's very insulting. Right, they're the ones getting it because no one wants it. Right, so the Gnai Hulahem, Echshin only wrote some Nachla. I va kamate lehu, but the meat sellers are misleading them because they're under the impression that they're buying kosher meat. Inuhu de kamatu nafshayu, no, it's them that are tricking themselves. They should ask whether the meat is kosher or not. So it's not that they're being tricked. Rashi's dol mashali treifu yikshayu, they didn't ask him if it's kosher or treifa. He was going from Sichra to Bnei Mechoza, Rav Safra, Hava Ka'azul L'Sirchan, Rav Safra coming from Sichra, Pagodari made each other on the road. Who saw the Apa Yehud Ka'azul? Marzutra thought that they were coming to greet him. Amar Lahu, Lama Lahu, Rabbanan, the Torah Chalav Sul Kulahai. Why is it necessary for the Chalmin to trouble themselves to come so far? You, Rav and Rav Safra, it's enough to greet me closer to the town. And then you don't have to come all this way. I'm relay Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, "Anan lo avil yadinan to kasamayr." We actually didn't know you were coming. We were going to a different place to take care of other business. You have a dinan tfei avatarchina, but have you known? we would have troubled ourselves even more. Rabbi says, "My time, Amrit Le, Hachi the Achlishte the Daite. Why? What's the reason that you said that to him? And you give him Chalish the Das because he thought that you came to greet him. And all of a sudden, you're like, no, I wasn't coming for you. Rashi Shaya Savar Tchila Shekibdunu. They thought you were being mechaved him. Amrit Le, Vaha Kamit Matina Le. He said, but had I not said that, then we would have been tricking him into thinking that we were coming to honor him." Right, Rashi says, "Im lo yisi megaleo, you machzik lanu tovet zchinam." Right, ihu de kamati nafshi. Rabbi said back, "No, what do you mean? He tricked himself. We were, and we are under no chiyuv to fix his mistake. And the guy also, he tricked himself, assuming that the meat is kosher, without checking whether or not that was the case." Rashi says, "Achushanu lo amrenu lo lekosli yotana. We never came out saying we came to greet you. He thought that way. That's his own problem. We don't have to say anything. Make him feel bad." Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.